Harvard accused of bias against Asian Americans. A complaint Friday alleged that Harvard University discriminates against Asian American applicants by setting a higher bar for admission than that faced by other groups. The complaint, filed by a coalition of 64 organizations, more than 60 Chinese, Indian, Korean, and Pakistani groups, came together for the complaint. Says the university has set quotas to keep the number of Asian American students significantly lower than the quality of their application merits. It cites third-party academic research on the SAT exam, showing that Asian Americans have to score on average about 140 points higher than white students, 270 points higher than Hispanic students, and 450 points higher than African American students to equal their chances of gaining admission to Harvard. The exam is scored on a 2,400-point scale. The complaint was filed with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. Many studies have indicated that Harvard University has been engaged in systematic and continuous discrimination against Asian Americans during its very subjective, holistic college application process, the complaint alleges. The coalition is seeking a federal investigation and is requesting Harvard immediately cease and desist from using stereotypes, racial biases, and other discriminatory means in evaluating Asian American applicants. Robert Luliano, Harvard's general counsel, said that the school's admission policies are fully compliant with the law. The school says its admission process takes into account a variety of factors besides academics, including applicants' extracurricular activities and leadership qualities. Within its holistic admission process, as a part of its efforts to build a diverse class, Harvard College has demonstrated a strong record of recruiting and admitting Asian American students, Mr. Luliano said in a statement. He said the percentage of Asian American students admitted to the undergraduate school rose to 21% from less than 18% in the past decade. But the group that filed the complaint says that percentage should be much higher given the increasing number of Asian American students that apply. There is a lot of discrimination, and it hurts not just Asian Americans, it hurts the whole county, the whole country, said Yu Kong Zhao, a 52-year-old Chinese American author who helped to organize the coalition. He said that there are longtime stereotypes of Asian applicants being not creative enough or risk-taking enough, but that's not true. Nearly half of the tech startups in the country were started by Asian Americans. Everyone is a great example of creativity and risk-taking and leadership. The complaint argues that elite schools that use race-neutral admissions have far higher Asian American enrollment than Harvard. At California Institute of Technology, for instance, about 40% of undergraduates are Asian American, about twice that at Harvard. The allegation comes 6 months after a group called Students for Fair Admission argued in a federal lawsuit that Harvard uses preferences to reach specific racial balance on its campuses. Thomas Espenshade, a Princeton University sociologist who has done work on race and college admissions, said the complaint was the result of a long-simmering frustration in the Asian American community. Up until 5 or 10 years ago, the response has been, well, we just have to work harder, Mr. Espenshade said. But over the last decade, more groups are starting to mobilize, saying we don't have to just accept this, we can push back against it.